Now, Rav Nosson Sal's a little wordy in this, not because he didn't have what to do. He's explaining this and he's really emphasizing this because this is an incredible, critical piece of information and knowledge in understanding how the Midos of Hashem work, how holiness works, how the different levels are. We've mentioned this in the past because there are many people who, when you mention to them the term tzaddik, they say, he's a tzaddik. He's also a tzaddik. There are people who call their mother-in-laws tzaddik. This one's everyone's a tzaddik. That's in certain communities, that's the cool thing to do. Hi, tzaddik, how you doing? You know, that became, and that's a way of being able to play down, to be able to negate that we don't have to worry, we don't have to be concerned about this issue that some people make a big deal about in Yiddishkeit. Tzaddikim and bigger tzaddik. We ain't part of that. By us, it's all, you know, Baskin-Robbins has 36 flavors of ice cream. Tzaddikim, there's also 36 flavors, and it's no big deal. You know, it's not the end of the world. Rav Nosson Sal is making it perfectly clear that that's not the case at all. That even when we're dealing with the highest levels of tzaddikim, we have to remember that there's major differences. You can't lump them. You can't say, oh, what's the big deal? Avraham Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody knows that they're pretty much the same. Definitely not. Don't you dare say that. Avraham Avinu is a tzaddik, definitely. Moshe Rabbeinu is a tzaddik, definitely. Are they the same? Definitely not. Billions and trillions of levels apart. And this is a very critical part in terms of faith in Hashem, faith in the Torah, faith in tzaddikim. This is why Rav Nosson Sal was so serious about wanting to make sure that this is perfectly clear. Now, u'keneged zeh, and corresponding to these two groupings that we're dealing with now, the grouping of the eight elders who are mentioned in that story, who are very, very great tzaddikim, that's one group. And then we have this other tzaddik, this blind betler, who's in his own category completely. Corresponding to those two categories, we have the two steps in the procedure of a bris mila, shehim chituch upriya, which are the chituch and priya. Ki chituch shehu bitul klipois hatmeyois nasa yidei klal hashmoyne zakenim haniskorim leil. Cutting away the orla, removing those klipois that are all bad, that's done by the eight elders that are mentioned in that story. Sheheim mevatlin kol haklipois hatmeyois. They are able to negate, to eliminate, to destroy, to defeat those klipois that are all bad. Aval mitzvas priya, but when we come to the second step of the bris mila, the priya, shehi levatel klipas noiga, which is to address this problem called noiga, klipas noiga, ze ein nase bishleimus kiim al yidei kedushas hazokin huelyonal. That can only be achieved completely, perfectly, by that betler, by that blind betler, sheloi hoyoloi shum histaklus boilam afilo kerafayin, who said that he doesn't look at anything at all in this world, not even a blink of an eye, nothing. He has detached himself totally. This physical world has no hold on him whatsoever. V'alkein zocho levatel klipas noiga betachles habitul. That's what gives him the ability to be the one to defeat the klipas noiga totally. U'mimenu onu mamshichim hakedusha shel mitzvas priyas milo. And it's from that tzaddik that we draw the power of the part of the bris mila that's called the priya, shehi bitul noiga, which is defeating that klipas noiga. Ki bebechinas noiga, shi bechinas ma'urav toivora, because in this category called noiga, which is a combination of good and bad, v'lefomim nechleles begedusha v'lefom lehefech, and sometimes this noiga can be integrated into the kedusha, and sometimes it goes the other way, it becomes part of the sitrachra, part of the klipa. Yesh alofim v'rivavois b'chinois u'madregois. There are thousands and tens of thousands of variations regarding this noiga issue. Uboze heim chalukim b'madregosom kol haksherim v'chol atzadikim. And this is where you see the differences between all the religious people and the great tzaddikim. The difference is in noiga, as he's going to explain now. Ki bevadai haksherim huamitim, because most definitely, the people who are really, really 100% religious, mikol shkein hatzadikim, and especially if we're talking about real, real tzadikim, kvar shibru hasholosh klipos hatmeis legamri, these people have succeeded already in destroying the hold of the three klipos that are all bad on them. They've defeated them totally. Shemehem kol ha'isurim v'haveroi shebatorah kiyodua. Those three klipos are the ones who try to get people to be mechal Shabbos, eat unkosher, not put on tefillin, eat shatna, all of those sins, all of those problems in machshava dibur maisa that the Yetzirah tries to, what we call the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, tries to get a person to do averis, that's all coming from those three klipos. So therefore, a person who has reached a level where they're pure from averis, they do not do any sins. Ein la'elu hasholish klipos oydachizaboy. These three klipos have no hold on this person. They have no control over this person. They have no say in his decision making, in his life, what he does or doesn't do. They're not on the screen at all. Aval bebechinas bitul noiga, but as far as eliminating the klipa of noiga, as far as being able to solve the noiga problem, boze yesh alofim verivavois madregois. In this, there are thousands and tens of thousands of levels where everybody is different in how much success they achieve in that area. Ki hatzadik shekidei shatzmoi gam b'muter loy, because a tzadik who not only doesn't he eat unkosher, not only doesn't he do sins regarding women, but even when it comes to his own wife, or even when it comes to glatt kosher, perfectly kosher food, even there, he's very selective. He's very choosy in what he does and what he doesn't do. Even within the framework of what's permissible, he doesn't say everything goes, but rather he chooses, he very particular, even within what's permissible. Azai lefik dushosoi kein bitel gam klipas noiga kiyadua. That tzaddik, according to how good he is within the framework of what's permissible, that's what determines his success with this klipas noiga, kayadua, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah. Aval meyacher she'adayin nishar boy eze shemetz meheter adayin. However, so long as the tzaddik still has some connection with what's permissible, knows there's two categories. There's you're allowed to do this, or it's a mitzvah to do this, that kind of thing. It's as long as a person is still having some contact with that category of what you're allowed to do, what's permissible to do, meaning he's not just involved only in mitzvah, holiness, period. He's a drop connected to that category of permissible. Adayin yesh boy eiza achiza mebchinas noiga. He still has a little bit of contact with that klipas noiga. That klipas noiga can still have some power over him. Vafilu mi sheshiber hakoil. And even a person who destroyed everything, destroyed all the tumah, all the wrong kind of desires. V'zocha l'kiddusha l'mala mikiddusha. And he was zocha to holiness higher than holiness. Gavoya me'al gavoya, above. Afal pikein, still. Gam hatzadikim hagdoilim hanoiroim yesh lehem yetzahara. Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Likud Imran that the most awesome tzaddikim still have a yetzer hara. What's called a yetzer hara? They still have some battles and some dealings with this yetzer hara. Shehu bechinas malach hakodosh. However, their yetzer hara is not that Dumbo who says, eat another 5 plates of potatoes or some more cake or some more junk or look where you're not. Their Yetzirah is not that guy at all. They left him behind in the dust 100 years ago. Their Yetzirah is called a Malach HaKodosh, a very holy angel that's operating in a different ballpark completely. Shehu Bechinas Gvurois V'dinim. He represents the Midas Hadin of Hashem and different Gvurois, which the Tzaddik has to figure out how to battle with, how to negate. It's got nothing to do with eating another cup of ice cream, nothing to do with physical desires. It's a totally different level of dealing with an opposing force. It's not the Yetzirah that regular people have. It's called Malach HaKodesh. As Rabbeinu Kimavur, B'Simen Ayin Beis, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very clearly in chapter 72 in Likutei Moran. V'heim tzrichim lilchoy mimoy u'leshabroy. And these very, very great tzaddikim have to do battle with that Malach HaKodesh, that very holy angel, who's plugged in to the left side by Hashem, the Gvurois and Dinim, and they have to figure out and succeed in breaking him, in breaking the din, in sweetening all the dinim. V'chol zman shenishar etzlom eize bechina daka mehayet zohoro ho'elyoin hadak v'aruch nimoy. Now, so long as they still have some fighting to do with that Yetzirah, the Yetzirah that's on the 965th floor, remember the one we're talking about now, who's on a level of Gvuroi Sendinim, as long as they're still involved in battling him, Afal Pishu Gavoya Alofim Verivavois Madregois, Meha Yetzitoiv Shel Stam Bnei Odom, even though that angel is tens of thousands of levels above the Yetzirah that regular Jews contend with, Afal Pikein Adayin Loi Nizbatel Bechinas Noiga B'Tachlis Habitul. That tzaddik has not yet succeeded completely against the klipa of Noiga. He hasn't succeeded in negating totally the negative aspect of Noiga. Ki kol zman sheyesh eize achiza adayin leize bechinas din, because so long as there still is a drop, so long as this midas hadin has a drop of a hold on this tzaddik, afal pishu bedakus moed, even though it's a tiny drop, yesh adayin eize achiza lebechinas noiga shumur of toivara, the klipa of noiga, which is gray, which is good and bad, also has somewhat of a hold on that tzaddik. V'alkein, and therefore, ikra bechinas priya, shehu bitul noiga, mamshichim mehazokein ho'elyon ho'ivranal shezocho letachlis habitul b'shleim o'shein shleim sachro. Therefore, this mitzvah of priya in the bris milah, which addresses the noiga issue, there we draw that power only from that betler, from that highest level zokin, the blind betler, who was zeicha to nullify himself totally, 100% perfection. Shehu bitel b'shleimus gam shoyrish hayetzahara shalmala. He has succeeded in negating completely even the source of where the Yetzirah draws his energy from upstairs. He's gone to the source of the source of the source, and he's defeated it up there. He's over there, he's won totally. V'hadvorim muvonim ma'at laboki b'kisvi arizal. Rav Nosson says, what I'm saying here will be a little bit understood by those who are knowledgeable in the writings of the Arizal. U'ma'ayin heite b'divrei adonim Rabbeinu Zal, and the person will study very well Rabbeinu Zal's writings. Ubifrat besimin ayin beis hanal, especially Torah ayin beis, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this concept of the different levels of Yetzirah. Ayin shom, look over there. Ayin shom heitev, look it over very well to understand what we're referring to. One example of this that comes to mind on our level, which I've mentioned in the past many times, is where the Zohar HaKadosh makes a comparison between Noach, Avram Avinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu. All of them encountered evil, bad. Noach, during his time, the whole world went sour, went bad. And Hashem approached Noach and he told him and everything. He told him what his plan is. And Noach did what he could, or what he understood he could. And he was able to save himself and his family. The rest of the entire world was wiped out. The Torah calls Noach tzaddik. Not just tzaddik. Eile told us Noach. Noach ish tzaddik. Tomim hoyo bedoroisov. He was a tomim. Esholikim hisalich Noach. Noach went with Hashem. These are very, very big words to say about a person. And yet, the Zohar HaKadosh says that in a different context, Hashem reprimanded him. Hashem called him foolish shepherd. Raya Shatya, you foolish shepherd. Now you're crying when you're coming out of the ark and you see all of this destruction. Now you have what to say. Where were you before when I told you about how bad the people were? Why didn't you pray for them? True, you made attempts at getting them to do tshuva. You built a teva right in front of their face so they should ask questions. What is this all about? And you should be able to give them a musar shmuz. It didn't work. You thought your job was finished? You think that's all a tzaddik has to do? He just has to try to get people to do tshuva? That's half the job. There's the other half, which is to kill yourself praying for them, to spill your guts out, begging Hashem, fighting the midas hadin, fighting the gvura. Hashem has a midas hadin that says these people deserve to die. They have to die. And the mission of the tzaddik is to fight that and win. Noach did not. The Torah says after he came out, after he heard this from Hashem, he brought sacrifices, he apologized. But Hashem didn't bring those people back or anything. They were gone. The destruction was done. And the flood is registered in history as Noah's flood. The pasuk says, Kimei Noach Zoisli. Hashem says, it's the waters of Noach. Then the Zohar HaKadosh says, we come to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu also encountered garbage, bad people. How bad? Very bad. Almost like Manhattan. Not like Manhattan, but very bad. Sodom, Amorah, this terrible, terrible people. And Hashem told Avram Avinu, watch what I do to these turkeys. Watch what we're going to show. They think they're tough. They're cutting people's feet off. They're stretching people. They have one size bed. They didn't want to go and have to diversify the bedding. So the guy's too long. They cut his feet off. He's too short. They think they're funny. Watch how funny I'm going to be. And Hashem says, I'm going to really zing them. And suddenly we see Avram Avinu do the most absurd thing in the world. He starts negotiating, he starts debating and negotiating with Hashem to try to squeeze Hashem down as far down as he can, that if I can find a minimum of a minimum of a minimum of good people, would that be enough justification to save those thousands or millions of people? And Hashem says yes. Each time he takes a shot, Hashem says yeah, takes another shot. He gets Hashem down to 10 and he says, okay, I'm going to stop while I'm ahead. I'm going to stay, I think this is as far as I can possibly go. I think I've pushed Hashem to the limit, to his limits. What happened? Failed to a degree. The cities of Sodom and Amorah were wiped out totally, totally. Avram Avinu was saved. Lot was saved. Even Lot was saved, from whom would eventually come Moshiach. So Avram Avinu's tefillah accomplished something. He saved himself, his family. He saved Lot, from whom the whole future of Klal, the whole future of the world, comes from Mashiach, the family of David HaMelech. Then we come, the Zohar HaKadosh says, now take a look at Moshe Rabbeinu. The Jews commit the worst sin, idol worship. The Gemara says that idol worship, there's nothing that tickles Hashem's anger, that gets Hashem boiling mad like idol worship. The Jews, right after the wedding, right after Har Sinai, they take this calf, this golden calf, and they're bowing, and they're singing, and they're dancing. They're having a great... Hashem says, okay, this is it. Enough. I've had it with them. He says to Moshe Rabbeinu, step aside. Let me at him. Moshe Rabbeinu says, oh, look what he says. He said, step aside. That means that unless I step aside, he ain't going anywhere. He can't touch him. Guess what? And he starts battling and battling with Hashem for 40 days, and then another 40 days, another 40 days, until he wins. Hashem's Vayomer, Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha. That was on Yom Kippur, the grand finale, where he got Hashem to forgive the Jews totally. And the Yom Kippur, the Klal Yisrael, for generations to come, the fact that we have a Yom Kippur where all of us, no matter what we did a whole year, an entire year, Hashem, there's one day a year that we have the privilege of coming before Hashem without the Satan at all. The Gemara says the word HaSatan is Bigimatria 364. 364 days a year, this guy has power. There's one day a year that he ain't. This angel, the Satan, doesn't exist. He's not in the ballpark. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in giving the Jews a gift called Yom Kippur. He achieved such a level, his Mesiras Nefesh, his ability to fight the Midas Adin, to realize that Hashem has no limit. There's no such thing. By a human being, you can say, I'm going to negotiate, but I'm afraid if I go a little further, he's going to cancel the deal. By Hashem, Hashem has unlimited kind, infinite. Moshe Rabbeinu was the tzaddik who got closest to Hashem and realized Hashem's greatness more than Noach, more than Avram Avinu. He himself was zeichet to this beetle, to the Ein Sof. The word Moshe is the letters Hashem. And the Sforum HaKadoshim brings so many different things to show us how close Moshe Rabbeinu got to Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded where others failed. You know, he succeeded in negating that the Midas Hadin, the worst Midas Hadin, couldn't stand up to him. He was able to nullify totally. Could be that that's very much an example of what Rav Nosson Zal is explaining here. These different levels of tzaddikim, different levels of being able to address not just the things that are bad, but even noiga, and even there be able to defeat it totally. A tzaddik who has achieved that level of perfection, that tzaddik, he has defeated his Yetzirah completely. And here again, where the Torah says something different about Moshe Rabbeinu than everybody else. For all the rest of us in Klal Yisrael, the first mitzvah in the Torah is to get married. Get married means to have a wife. A wife is the Midas Hadin, Gvura, Din. A wife is the left side. Husband is the right side, wife is the left side. Moshe Rabbeinu is the tzaddik who was told, Shal Nolecha, separate from your wife. Because you have to achieve a level of bitul to the Ein Sof, a level of bitul to the Shechina, where that can only be achieved by having zero contact with this world, like the blind Bettler said, no contact whatsoever, that kind of thing. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's in a class of his own.